Psalms chapter number 50, verse number 14. Very simple scripture here. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Second part of this, what I'm going to deal with tonight. And pay thy vows unto the Most High.
Yes, yes.
Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Amen. Another place I want to read, you can stand or you may be seated, it doesn't matter. As a place of text here, we'll reference in the book, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, chapter number 23, and starting at verse 21. Deuteronomy 23 and 21. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. That's pretty plain, ain't it?
Yeah.
If you make a vow to God, he said, there ain't no way of backing out. Thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee. And it would be sin in thee.
Right.
But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall not be no sin in thee. You know, it's all right to make a vow. Amen. But if you make a vow and don't keep it, I believe God's going to find you like a mortgage lender. Amen.
Yeah.
But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform. Amen. Thank you here for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord here tonight. Amen. If God would help us for just a few moments, I got a little thought on my heart. Amen. On I owe you. Amen.
Yes.
I wonder how many I owe yous cards that we have tonight. Praise God. Amen. We have all made little gestures and little vows. You know, oh, I'm going to do better this year. Praise God. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to study the word more. Amen. We've all had good intentions, you know, we've all set out and had those little vows, and you say, well, I never spoke a word. God knows your heart also.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. And we've all did that, but what I'd like to look at tonight is God sees that. Amen.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I'd rather owe Huntington Federal Bank or Chase Bank or whatever bank you got your loan through. Amen. I'd rather owe them than I would owe God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. No guy called me the other day and he wanted me to check out a yard, Brother Keith, and he said, amen, I've been in this business long enough, Brother Tommy, I know which ones I don't have no interest in. Amen. Brother Chucky called me up and he said, I own a house down in the West End, and he said, give me a big old story. He said it was a land contract and they didn't follow through. He said, we had to evict them, and needless to say, he said, it's a mess, and I need somebody to get it in shape. And I should have just said no right off, but I said, well, text me the address, and I'll run by there and look at it. I ran by and looked at it. Amen. Grass, I guess, almost chest high, I think. I don't know. They ain't cut it this year, Brother Anthony. I don't think they cut it last year either. Amen. And grass, I mean, looked like a jungle in there. Not only, I think you'd have to cut about half them limbs out of them trees and stuff to even get in there to cut the grass. Amen. Praise God. And he was said, what he was saying was, somebody said they owe me some money. They's going to pay me some money per month. However land contract works, I guess it's much like a bank. And you don't follow through on your end. And then the owner comes back and says, you owe me. Amen.
Yeah.
And because you owe me, I'm going to take back what's mine. Praise God. That's what a bank does. Don't pay your car payment. Everybody gets by with it besides the federal government. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. I mean, you and I don't pay our bills, and the bank comes knocking. The creditor comes and says, you owe me some money. Amen.
Yeah.
Federal government owes money, and we just print some more out. Praise God. Amen. Put ourselves in a national debt ceiling that we'll probably never get out of. Amen. That's not for tonight, praise God. But I don't know about you, but how many times, amen, have we said, oh God, amen, if you'll help me. You ever heard these people get down in the prison house? Everybody in jail saved, did you know that? And I'm not diminishing that. I hope they get saved, but everybody down in the jail prays and says, "Oh God, if you'll get me out of this place, when I get out of here, I'm going to turn to you. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get saved, and I'll preach, and I'll sing, and whatever they're telling. I'm going to give my talents to you, Lord." Amen. And all that's good until they get out to the freedom. Amen. Hey God. And now they're walking around with an IOU card in their pocket because God worked for them, but they didn't carry through, and they still owe God. Amen. And I read to you tonight, the Bible said, "Pay thy vows." Amen. Deuteronomy said, God expects it of you. Amen. And he said, the words of your lips, and you must honor those words. Hey, I believe, no doubt, I'm just a young man. Brother Billy's probably the eldest one of us in the house tonight. Almost 88 years old Sunday. Amen. But Brother Billy could tell you when he was a young man, 30 years old, young, scrappy man growing up, when a man shook your hand and said he was going to do something, odds are he's going to do it. Amen. 50 years later, Brother Billy, amen, 55, 60 years later, amen, a man tells you he's going to do something today, you're not quite sure he's going to do it or not. Amen. But why? Because people don't always honor their word. People don't always honor what comes out of their lips. But God said, "I heard you when you spoke it." Amen. Jacob, all the way back in the book of Genesis, chapter number 28, amen, he begins to talk to God. Amen. "Oh, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go." Here he was running from his brother. He was in trouble. "And I will give me bread to eat." Listen to this. "And raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God." Here's the way a man talks when he's down on the bottom. "Amen. God, if you'll give me something to eat, if you'll put clothes on my back, put money in my pocket, give me a good job. Amen. See me back home safely. Amen. I'm going to give everything to you. You'll be my God, and I'll put you first. Amen. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth back unto thee." Amen. Jacob speaking big words here. Oh God, a vow is a solemn promise to God. Amen. These are eternal obligations that we take upon ourselves. Amen. I want you to remember the Spirit of God operates, amen, on all of us. Hallelujah. Man, woman, boy, and girl. But there are times when this is more powerfully so. Amen. Listen here. The pressure, amen, sometimes, amen, the pressure gets on us like it was on Jacob. He was on the bottom and he said, "Oh God, if you'll do this and this and this, then I'll do that." Praise God. The pressure was on him. How many times have people really been on the bottom and pressure was squeezing them, and they made a vow unto God? I'm going to preach this here in a moment. Amen. Yes, it's true. It was my very intention to carry through on what I said I would. But after the pressure leaves, it's easier to forget what I said when I was under pressure. Amen. Hey God. But the bank, Brother Tommy, has a way of, amen, of helping you not forget when you sign that note on that 20 or 30 year loan on that house you're living in. Amen. You're under pressure. Hallelujah. And you sign that dotted line and say, "I'll pay you $700 or $800 a month for the next 20 years of my life." And you pay that for a year or two. And then you say, "I'm tired of doing that." You don't have to pay it. Quit sending it in. I tell you, that old bank, in about 30 or 45 days, he'll send you a letter and they'll say, "Back when you was under pressure, you signed this and you said you needed our help. Amen. We stuck our neck out for you and we gave you a lot of money, but now that the pressure is on us and not on you, you're not carrying through with your end of the deal, and we'll give you so many days to pay us what you owe us, and we're coming to take back what's ours." Amen. Amen. In a roundabout way, that's the way God is. God said, when you was under pressure, you asked for my help and I moved in a dark hour in your life, and now I'm depending on you to carry through with your end of the deal. Amen. Yes, yes. Woo! Well, I didn't speak it. Well, does God read the thoughts and intents of the heart and of the mind? I believe so. Amen. One line answers like that. Amen. Psalms, it's the next verse over, 51:6 said, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts." Amen. What was I thinking in my heart? What was I thinking in my mind? Amen. When I was laying on my back, did I carry through with God what I told you that I would? Amen. Lord, help me here tonight. Why do you think you can treat God differently than you can the bank? When you cripple, amen, with sacred obligations, you are just digging a pit deeper and deeper. Solomon said, when thou vowest to bow, Ecclesiastes 5:4, when thou vowest to bow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay it. Thank God. Oh God, I gotta pay what I owe you, Lord. Hey, I'd like to ask you a question tonight. What has God done for you? What kind of debt has he bailed you out of? I tell you what I owe him, Brother Tommy. I owe him everything. Hallelujah. Brother Anthony, I can't live today without the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Oh, amen. Brother Chuck, amen. We was talking about that mower. I've been coercing back and forth with that guy. Amen. Been looking at another mower. Amen. And I asked him, I said, why is this thing 3 years old and it ain't got but 70 hours on it? That ain't no hours, Brother Tommy. I'm sure yours got more than that on it by now. I said, why is this thing so old? He said, well, buddy, be honest with you. I bought this thing with good intentions. I guess he thought he was going to maybe cut some yards and make some money. And he said, I had an accident. And he told me there a while ago. He said, I almost lost, they almost had to amputate my left arm. He said, my left arm, I nearly lost it. And he said, now I can't operate. It's kind of like you got to squeeze them handles, stand on the back of that thing. He said, now I can't operate it. He said, because I've lost all use of my left arm. He said, I hope I get use of my arm back. But it's been all this time, and I'm still going to therapy, and I'm still working on that arm. And it made me think, Brother Tommy, that could be me tomorrow. I'm just one accident away from unemployment. I'm just one accident away from being crippled for life. But thank God, God has blessed us. Hey, what's he blessed you with? When you wake up in the morning, Brother Anthony already said tonight, when you're young, you don't think that it's a blessing just to be alive. Hey, but when you get his age, hey, come on, you wake up in the morning and you say, hey, I'm glad I'm just alive, Lord. I'm glad I can hear the bird chirp. I'm glad I'm debt free. Hey, come on, speaking of sin debt, hey, but I'm debt free. Hey, the devil don't hold nothing over top of me, but my debt's been paid. I made a vow to God, and I'd walk by his side. I'd stick with him in the good and in the bad. Hey, when things are high, when things are low, I told him I'd stick with him. I come to tell us, I'm here to encourage us. I'm here to spurn us and tell you don't forget what you told God. But stand with him. Be strong. Be faithful unto the Lord. Amen. Woo! One accident away. Amen. One dreaded sickness away. One dreaded disease away. Amen. Oh yes, just one little thing. Amen. And your life might change tomorrow. Amen. Don't forget what you told God. Amen. Who am I preaching to tonight? On a Thursday night, I thought this was odd. Amen. Oh, what would you think? Amen. If somebody owed you something, amen, and they didn't come through, you'd want it back. But when thou payest the vow unto God, he said, amen, to pay what you owe.
Right. Praise God.
Amen. If you could be charged with submitting worthless vows, as we could be writing a worthless check. Amen. So many places now won't even take a check. You know why? Because somebody wrote them a check and that check wasn't worth no more than the paper it was wrote on. Amen.
Why is it? Because somebody said, here I'm gonna pay, and they had an amount on there, but the amount was no good, and they couldn't carry through with what they said they would. Hey, amen. I don't know about you, but Lord, I don't want to write you a bad check. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I went by the bank this evening, and I won't call no names. Hey, amen, but I have trouble with this individual all the time. I just like to quit working for him, be honest with you. Hey, amen, because I've had this problem so many times. I just take it straight to their bank now because I don't want it bouncing in mine. And they said, he ain't got the funds today. It would drop your jaw. Your jaw would drop if you knew who this person was. Hey, amen, but time and time again, amen, they write a check and it's not worth more and the paper it's written on. I don't want to say, God, amen, here's what I'll do and write a big check and not be willing to stand behind it. I want to be a man of my word. I want to be a woman of my word. Amen. I want the church to be able to depend on me. I want God to be able to depend on me. I want my family to be able to know, hey, I'm there and you can trust me. Come on. I want my friends and family to know I'm steadfast and I'm standing for God. Amen. How many IOUs do you have stored up in your closet? Amen. Woo! I gotta hurry here. Amen. What about the preacher that takes his ordination and says, yes, Lord, I'll carry your gospel. I'm thinking today, Brother Tommy, this message pondering over in my mind. Amen. I'm thinking today at the preachers that I know in the holiness movement. I'm not even talking about all these other denominations, but just a small group that I know of preachers that used to preach the gospel and said, Lord, I'll do what I can to carry your word. And either they're not preaching tonight, or they're not preaching to the magnitude that they should be, or that they one time were. They no longer have desire. They no longer have a zeal. Hey, oh God, Lord, I don't want to lose that zeal. I got to ask the Lord all the time. Hey, and I thank God you're here on a Thursday night. Hey, amen, we got our skeleton crew. But Brother Tommy, I've had to ask God, Lord, help me keep a zeal. Help me keep a desire, even though the people don't. Even though they come and go, even though they're here, some are not here. Keep me, Lord, with a fervent zeal. Keep me, God, with a fervent desire. Hey, I gotta be faithful on Thursday night. I've gotta be faithful on Sunday morning. I've gotta be faithful on Sunday night. You can count on me, Lord. I've sold out. I'm all in. Great God, I'll give you everything, and I've gotta stand for God. How many times have people said, I'll do it, Lord?
Come on.
Woo! And that I owe you card is still in their pocket. Amen, preacher. Don't give up. Preacher, don't let the world crowd you out. Preacher, don't let it choke the word. Amen, but stay fervent and keep a desire. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Church member, let me remind you of that baptismal vow when they promised to renounce, amen, the world and all of its glory, amen, the devil and all of his works, those carnal desires and the worldly lust of the flesh, so as not to be led or governed by the things of the world anymore. Amen. Were they just idle words? Hey God, were they just words that were muddled and uttered? Amen. Were they just words of no significance? This is important. Brother Tommy, this is more important than when you went to your interview on your job and they said, can we depend on you? Amen. To be here when we schedule you for, will you show up for work? Right here's a man for 40 some years that his job could depend on him to be right there. Hey, amen. But oh, amen, more so than your job, and I'm not belittling that. We've all got to work. Amen. I've got people that come and helps me. One didn't show up today, and it made my day much harder. Amen. Thank God. And I come to tell us, it's important. I'd rather be faithful to God than I would my job. I'd rather be faithful to God than I would anything in this world. God is looking down. God is watching over. And I've got to be faithful.
Don't forget those vows that you told God on the altar. Don't forget those vows.
Amen. Oh, when you went and took that baptismal plunge. Don't forget those vows. Amen. At that sacrament table. Hey, I tell you, I've liked that ever since we've had it. Remind me next year about a month beforehand. I want to do it again. It's been several years since we had sacrament. I tell you, that's a great vow. Lord, I'm one and the same with you. Amen. Drink that, amen, juice in representation of his body. Eat that bread in representation that his flesh was broke, that bread for the breaking of the flesh. He gave all for us. Surely I can give all for him. Surely I can give what little. I don't have nothing anyway. I already told you, Sister Claire. Hey, we wouldn't have nothing tomorrow if it hadn't been for the blessing of God today. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell us God is good. Hey, stand by what you said.
Woo! Is that all right?
Well, Bob, up here, I'll go for him. And Bob McChristian, he worked there at the plant. He calls it the pickle house. I don't know. Worked in the pickle house for years. Well, he finally retired. He had, I think, one or two knees replaced. And several things are now going wrong with him. Hey, man, he told me today he just had to have a tumor removed off his kidney about a month ago. And it wasn't a week or two after that. They wanted to do it all at the same time. He wouldn't let him. He's afraid it'd be too hard now. He said, well, I wish I'd just let him do it all one time. And he had to have part of his stomach removed. He had a tumor in his stomach. And he said at first they didn't think none of it was cancer. And then they said they thought it might have been because they had to freeze it before they took it out. And he said, so now they said, well, just to be precautionary, we're going to put you on chemo. Amen. And he said, they told me it's going to cost $2,700. Woo, I can still see his face. And he said, I thought, oh my, amen, another bill to pay after all them surgeries. And he said, my copay was going to be $2,700 for that chemo that he's going to have to take. And he said, I told him, we'll go ahead and run it through my insurance and see what it's going to be. He just scoffed the phone with him, and he is happy to pay me today. And he rests me my money. And he said, but they just called me a while ago and said, you don't have to pay $2,700. All you got to pay is $58. And we're going to give you your medicine. He smiled with a big old smile. And he said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey, I come to tell you, praise the Lord. Hey, but I woke up this morning, praise the Lord. Hey, man, I got food on my table, praise the Lord. I got clothes on my back, praise the Lord. God's been good to me, praise the Lord. I'm here at midweek on Thursday, praise the Lord. I said, God, you've been better to me than I've been to you. Help me to sell out and give everything to God. Why don't you raise your hand in this house and say, thank you, Lord. The least I can do is honor my vow on the altar. Woo! Be loyal to God. Be loyal to him. Amen. Sell out to him. Every time you break a vow, sir. Amen. Every time you break a vow, ma'am, you give Satan the advantage in your life. He'll blackmail you. Oh, yes. The devil's way worse than a wife. Hey, man, you know, when you get married, they say you better watch. Everything you say can and will be used against you. Hey, God. Hey, man, the devil's way worse than that. Did you like that one, Gene? Hey, man, the devil's way worse than that. Every time you slip up and make a mistake, he's right there to remind you. Every time you said, Lord, I'm going to get closer to you. I'm going to dig in and pray. I couldn't tell you the times I said, Lord, I want to be a better man. I want to be a better preacher. I want to be a better husband, a better dad. night. Amen. And I mess up. And I pop, you know, the first one at my doorstep. Oh, yes. It's the devil himself. He's there to tell me how bad I've done and how good I can never become. Hey, but I come to tell us God is faithful.
God's faithful, ain't
he? Yes,
he is. Hey, what about those prayers you prayed as a child? Some of you served God for a long time. Can they be erased and forgotten? Amen, because you were just a minor. Some of your children in here tonight, God listens to you when you pray. Amen, what about old Eli? Amen, the Lord called him at a young age. What about old Jeremiah? He was called while he was still formed in his mother's womb. Amen. God calls even at a young age. And don't ever forget those words that you told God while you were young. Amen. That you're going to live for him. And you're going to stand for him. 13 years of age. I didn't much know what I was going to say. But I said, Lord, I was much like Jacob in her text tonight. I said, God, if you'll stand for me, if you'll stand by me, I'll serve you, Lord, for the rest of my life. I didn't know what I was saying, Brother Anthony. That's been a many moons ago. I've been through some good times, and I've been so far on the bottom, I couldn't see top. But one thing about it, I've hung on. Hey, by the hair of my chinny chin chin sometimes, but I'm still hanging on, devil. I'm not as far as I wished I could be, but I'm still here. I'm still serving God. I'm still preaching. I thank God in heaven. I'm still going to church every night. Hey, I'm still faithful to the cause of God. And I'm God. If you'll help me, I'll live for you.
Woo!
I'm feeling good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to give the devil a good punch. Hey! Amen. What about those things that you said in years gone by? Amen. And now you just let it slip by. Amen. What about those times when you said, amen, me and my wife, we're going to get along better. Amen. We're going to pray more. We're going to do better with the kids. Amen. We're going to be more faithful and teach them about God and teach them to be in his house. But the excuses are piling up. And God said, I remember what you told me. And you got an IOU card still in your pocket. Hey, you need to pay up.
Yeah.
Remember that time when you said, God, if you'll give me a good job, I'll serve you, Lord. God give you a job. Amen. And now he's on the back burner. And the job's on the front. God don't give us a job for the job to be on the front and God on the back. Thank God for a job. Amen. Thank God for all those things. You're talking to a man that knows what it's like to work. I know a little bit about it. But I tell you, Brother Tommy, when it comes to God and God's work and God's house, amen, the job has to be secondary. Amen. It's on the back burner. And God is first. He's the most important thing. Without him, I don't have a job. Amen. I've seen people down through the years say, oh God, if you'll give us a house, God work it out, they get them a house. And they're less faithful. Lord, if you'll give us a better, amen. And I'm not against things. I pray every one of you gets better things. There's nothing wrong with things. Amen. But sometimes the better off we get and the more things we get, it puts us in a place where we got to work and do everything else to keep those things. And then God's last, the things are first. Oh, Lord. Amen. If you'll give us a child, hey, God, give us a baby, Lord. I've seen people down through the years. Amen. They don't even go to church now. Amen. They couldn't, amen, have children. And they said, oh, God, give us a child and we'll serve you. Amen. And now tonight they don't even serve God. They don't raise a kid up in his house. They don't take it to Sunday school and teach it right or wrong. Hey, I come to tell us there's an IOU card and God's looking out.
still, oh God. Woo! Hey. Amen. You better watch out what you tell God, because God don't forget. He's like a wife. Woo! Wives don't forget. It might be a year or two down the road, but it'll come back. Woo! Can you say amen? Woo! Well, Gene, I hope you got my back. I need your help here tonight. Hey, amen. God don't forget what you told him in the light. Amen. Great God, or what you told him in the dark, it'll come out in the light. Amen. When you was like Jacob, amen, and you was just a reason for your life. Save me, Lord. I'm about to die. Amen. Save me, Lord. Put clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, and I'll give you a tenth of everything I got. It took 30 years for Jacob to remember that vow, but God never forgot. Woo! Don't forget what you tell God. When it's dark and God answers and God moves, and then we forget what we told God we would do. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm just about done. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. What about when you said, God, if you'll help me get into that school, if you'll help me get a better education, I'll serve you. I've seen that too. Amen. They get in there and get in college. Is anything wrong with college? I went to college and come out just as strong Christian as I was when I went in, but some can't do that. Amen. And that's not putting me above others. I tell you, I got a tunnel vision mentality. I went down to that school, Brother Tommy, and it was Sin City, I admit. It was a horrible place, horrible environment. And I went down there and sat in the classroom and did what I had to do. Put my book back on my book. My book's in my book back, on my back, and I tailed it out of there. Great God, I didn't hang around. I didn't hang around with the worldly crowd no more than I had to, or it would have rubbed off on me. Amen. But I've heard them say, I just want to go down there, and they get down there and they get a better education. Amen. But they forget God. Woo! Man, I'm trying to preach to you tonight. Maybe I should have saved this for Sunday night. Amen. Don't forget God. Well, I'll do more for you, Lord, when I get about 30. 30's come, and we're stuck in the same old rut. And we say, well, when I get 40s, in my 40s, I'll do it. 40's come, and we never come through on our end of the deal. Woo! Reminds me of that story that Don Rich told here a while back. I was listening to him. He was old. It was a recent message. He's so old he couldn't hardly preach. He just kind of talked, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
I found it there on that preaching.com somehow. Amen. Brother Rich said that he was at this church preaching on making vows. Amen. And he said, this man come to him and said, I need your help, Brother Rich. He said, when I was a young man, just barely having kids, just growing up, amen, and my kids just barely small, he said, the Lord dealt with my heart. He's a preacher. He said, the Lord dealt with my heart to give it all for him and preach the gospel and evangelize. And I told the Lord, said, Lord, I can't do that. I think he had two kids with these small kids. I got to wait and get my kids raised, and then I'll preach the gospel for you. Amen. He said he raised them kids until the last one graduated high school. And he said he felt that yearning. Amen. It's time to get out there and preach. And he said by this time, I'd had 15 or 20 years invested in my job. And he only had like 15 more to go for a full retirement. And he said, Lord, I can't quit my job. I'm too invested in this. Give me about 15 more years. And he said he worked in that job, amen, until he saw the day come and go that he retired. Amen. Retirement set up things, set up for years to come. Amen. But he said, now this time, I don't have a yearning no more. Amen. I told God years ago that I'd do a work for him, but I put him off and put him off. Amen. Until I never did the work. But God still has a card that says, you owe me. Hey, I come to tell us tonight, it's not a good thing to make a vow and not honor it before God.
Oh, God.
I'm done.
Oh, God.
Amen. Excuses. I bought a piece of ground. That's what we preached the other night. Come, the dinner is ready. The master says, everything is prepared. Excuses. He says, I'm sorry. He said, one man said, I bought a piece of ground, I gotta go survey it. Whew. Hey man, he should have surveyed it long before he bought it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Another man said, I bought a yoke of oxen, I gotta go prove them. Hallelujah. I think about going down and looking at a mower tomorrow. If I go down there, brother Chuck, believe me, I'm gonna mow the guy's grass and maybe charge him for it. Amen. Woo! I tell you what I'm gonna do, Brother Tommy. Amen. I'm gonna get on that thing and run it. Find some high grass and put it in. Make sure she don't bog down. Amen. Hey, I'm going to try that thing for a bog. That man said, I bought some yoke of oxen. Hey, amen. I bought some oxen and I got to prove them. Another man said, I married a wife and I can't come. I tell you what they did. They was making up some sad excuses. What is it? What's your excuse? Don't put God off. I got to make more money. I got to make a better deal. I have to make, amen. And I'm going to put you off to another day until my economic pressure is gone. But you will go on and you will increase in riches. He told that rich young ruler, your goods will increase until you have need of nothing. And one day the Holy Ghost came and said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. This night. This night. Woo! That's right. What happened, Brother Tommy? The creditor came with the agreement. The creditor came with the contract. I don't know, hope and pray I never get foreclosed on. I don't know how the process works. I imagine they send out officials, people in authority, and they come out, no doubt, with that contract and say, right, here's the contract. You said you'd do your end of the deal and you didn't. So the creditor says, I'm coming to take back what's mine. Amen. Oh God. Amen. I come to you and I preach to you in my heart tonight. We got plenty of time to get in these altars and pray. What is it you told the Lord? What is it God's about to take back from you? What is it God is about to foreclose? That's my word I was looking for. Well, what is it God's about to foreclose on you? Felix said, go thy way for this time. Amen. He trembled and he shook under the preaching of Paul. The power of the Holy Ghost shook Felix. And he said, I'm going to put it off for a more convenient season. What was he saying? I'm going to owe God. I owe you, Lord. But I never find where the Holy Ghost ever shook Felix again. Never. I never find where that rich young ruler ever made it right with God again. Hey, amen. You better watch out. Hallelujah. Woo! How long will you go? Who knows? How long are you going to keep putting it off? Who knows? Amen. Fix it today. Fix it in the altar tonight. Amen. Lord, I told you if you'd bless me with this, then I'd do this. God saying, stick it to your end of the bargain.
Yes, yes. God help.
All right. Give me your mind just a moment and I'm finished. Switch the scenario. Act like you're God and God's you. And what if you had been doing to God what you're doing to him? Would you have foreclosed? Woo.
Oh God.
Amen. We would have foreclosed a long time ago. What about the one over there when he said he owes me 10,000 talents and the creditor come over in Matthew? I got all these verses and didn't have time to get into them. The creditor's come and he said, oh, master, have patience with me. Remember that?
Yeah.
Have patience with me. Give me some more time and I'll pay what I owe you. And the Bible said that the master had compassion towards him and gave him a little while longer. Amen. And forgave him. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. That's what God's doing to us. God's having patience. God said, hey, I'm going to give him time. I'm going to work with him. I'm having patience. But what if it had to be us? We'd be like the next man when he come. After he owed him. And then another man owed him and he grabbed him by the throat and said, pay me what you owe me. That's us right there. We don't have patience. Aren't you glad for the patience of God? Aren't you glad for the mercy of God? Woo! Hallelujah. Once you have tender, childlike feelings, but you put it off so long, procrastinated too long, believed your own lie so long, now God's saying the creditor's come, Can the Ethiopian change his skin, Jeremiah said? Or the leopard his spots? Here's what I like. He went on to say, then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. He said, can the Ethiopian change the color of his skin? Can the leopard take the spots off of him? Amen. No, he's saying. He said, so how can you, who's being accustomed to do evil, change your nature and do right? Whew. Hallelujah. Stand with me across this house. Amen. I want you to be serious. Give me just about 20 seconds, 30 seconds right here. I want you to be serious with God. I don't know what you... I know some things I've told God through the years. Amen. I'm going to fall on my face with you. I want you to be serious right now. It ain't a matter of your neighbor. It ain't a matter of your wife. It ain't a matter of your brother. It's you right now. Think, well, what have you told God you're going to stick up to? You're into the deal. What have you vowed and told God? Here's what I'm going to do, Lord. Amen. And God has brought the IOU card out tonight. And he said, pay what you owe me. Amen. Stick to your end of the deal. Be faithful to what you told me you're going to do. Hey, I feel like God, amen, is calling somebody tonight. Amen. Back to the altar to say, amen, come back and renew that vow. Come back and stick to your end of the deal. Who's going to step out? Amen. Come on, come on. Amen. Let's get in these altars here tonight. And let's say, oh, God, I want to stick to my end of the deal. Oh, God. Lord, I want to stick to my part of the bargain. Hey, I made a vow, and I'm going to stick to it. Amen. Woo. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, come on. Let's get these altars tonight. Oh,
to earth and you dwelt with man.
Woo!
Lord, you taught us how to stand, and it grieves my heart to see how you were refused.
Oh, God.
Cause I love you.
Yes.